Poland's governing Law and Justice Party has claimed victory in the weekend's general election there. An exit poll gave the Conservative Nationalist Party over 43% of the vote, enough to take a majority in the lower house of parliament. Polish citizens living in Ireland voted at the Polish embassy in Dublin. According to the last census, there are over 120,000 Polish people living here. Let's speak to Rafał Kipuszewski. He's English editor of the magazine Polish Market. Rafał, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning.
A clear winner, it seems. Why have they won?
The victory is not as much as they were expecting to. They were hoping for an overall majority which would help them to carry out more reforms of the Polish constitution. And the actual number of percentage of votes that they got according to the latest votes, it's even more than you said. According to early returns from the Electoral Commission, it's 45%. So it's not enough to rule as decisively as they would like. The reason that the Nationalist Party has gained so many votes, according to the opposition, is that they got a large proportion of the Polish population on their side due to a program of extensive family subsidies and other measures that, the opposition says basically bought many votes.
Poland is a relatively well-off country now. Do people feel that benefit?
Well, you hear that, and of course it's a shining example of how market reforms in Eastern Europe have worked well, but the wealth hasn't trickled down to many sectors of the population, and hence there are still those families, especially in the east of the country, which have treated the government handouts, as the opposition call them, a blessing, and that seems really to have made the difference. So when you go to Western Poland, countries, lands which are closer to Germany, where people have more access to the German market, where they can go and have more opportunities, that's obviously making more of a difference. In Eastern Poland, it's a different story. These are largely depressed areas, and people are more traditional there, and they will be voting for the ruling party.
Rafał, why did gay rights play such a big part in the election, and what effect will the result have for gay people living in Poland?
The issue was actually generated, the opposition says, quite artificially by the ruling party circles, in conjunction with the powerful Roman Catholic Church. The gay rights were on the way up until the victory of the Nationalist Party 4 years ago. Now there's a bit of a setback with that, because there's been a campaign of basically equating homosexuality with vices, with all those things that the traditionalists would say, and there's no way that the Polish the general Polish public can have a clear picture of what's right and what's wrong in this issue.
Rafał, thank you very much for speaking to us. Rafał Kipuszewski, who's English editor of the magazine Polish Market. It's 7:47.